It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Sohaila Smith. Hello, Sohaila.
Hi, Cal. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been a little bit of time.
Nice to talk to you again.
Oh, nice to talk to you, too. You got a new song out, a lot of new music, actually. We'll talk about a new single to country radio called What's a Girl Gotta Do. We'll talk about that in just a second. But what's been going on with you since the last time we talked, which was a while ago, I guess?
I have put out a lot of music, mostly singles, obviously, but I've been busy. I've been keeping busy. Although there were not many shows, I stayed busy in the studio, and I worked with a couple different producers, and I've put together a lot of music that I'm looking forward to releasing.
Terrific. Tell me about the new song, What's a Girl Gotta Do? Tell me about that one.
It is a cry for help. I'm kidding. It's a song basically saying, like, you know, as a woman, if you try everything that you can think of, what do you have to do to get a good guy? You know, a guy who's going to respect you and appreciate you and all those lovely things that we like. And it's I guess it's a love song, but it's about, like, I want a guy like you, but not you, because you're not giving me those things, you know? It's a little cheeky.
Nice.
That always works. A little bittersweet, pal. Always a little bittersweet.
It is a cry for help then, Sohaila.
It is.
Where did you record it?
I recorded that at Villa Sound in Binghamton, Ontario. Adam Fair was the recording engineer, and it was produced by Matt O'Rourke. I love how it turned out. When I wrote that song, I really felt like I had finally written something that was definitely country without trying to force anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed true to it. I pushed, I pushed really hard to get it to where it is now. And I called Bob, and was like, Bob, I need your help. This needs to go onto radio. So I'm really glad that I fought for it, because I really love the song.
Working with Bob Martineau, of course, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So you've got that single out now. There's a number of other songs that you've either got out in the world or you're working on. Would that be correct in saying?
That would be very correct. Yes.
So tell me about tell me about those songs.
Okay, so the most recent release after What's a Girl Gotta Do is a song called Si Tu Quieres, and it's a Spanish-English country song, so it's primarily in English, but the chorus starts off in Spanish, and then it repeats it in English, at least to the closest translation that was possible. It's a love song. It's a song, of all the things that in an ideal relationship that you'd like to hear, and it repeats it all in English, so people who don't speak Spanish can appreciate it. But I figured, since people can sing about tequila and driving to Mexico in country music, I should be able to sing a chorus in Spanish and then repeat it in English. That should be allowed, right? So I'm gonna see what radio thinks of that. But
I think well, it works for you. That would work for you. Probably not a whole lot of people, but it might work for you, right?
No, it might work. It might work.
Exactly.
I'm going to try. I'm brave like that.
Exactly. What else is out?
I've been working on a song with producer Jeff Dalziel for a while, and it's done, and it's amazing, and it's called City Girl, and it's coming out sometime this year. I haven't set a release date for it yet. I really love it. Like, it's a song that came right from my heart. They all do, but this one came, I had to rip it out of my soul to get the song that I needed. It's about my life. It's about where I come from and how I grew up and my perception of the world and where I'm at right now at this point in my life. So it really means a lot to me. And Jeff did an incredible job. There were so many musicians involved in that. I don't have a list. I'm so sorry. I didn't prepare with a list of people, but hopefully I can come back and talk about that one when that happens. It's incredible. And I'm looking forward to sharing it with everybody.
So you're singing in different languages, different genres, working with different producers. How do you keep your head on straight through all of this?
I think that is how I keep my head on straight. Yeah. I think I'm just really busy, and I need that. And if I don't have that, that's when my head goes off. Goes off the rocker a little. So for me to be busy and to be active and at least producing music, it makes me very happy. And I feel complete.
That's terrific. And you're going to be playing in front of somebody here real soon, I understand, too, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing. I'm headlining a concert July 9th for the Collingwood Concert Series. And I'm putting together a band, and it's going to be amazing. And I'm really looking forward to it, because it'll be my first real full band show since before the pandemic.
Yeah, it's been a while, hey?
Been a while.
Been a while.
A while is an understatement.
Nice to get in front of somebody for a change.
It will be.
How do we get a hold of you on social media? So, Hala, what's the best way for that?
The best way, Instagram is where I post the most. For if you want like a more personal take on my life, Facebook, I'm all over the place. Just at Sohala Smith usually works. Twitter, wherever.
Sure. Sounds good. Awesome, Sohala. Yeah. Well, we are going to chat again because you got a busy year here. So we'll talk again in the future. Good luck with everything going on with you.
Okay.
And we'll talk
thank
again.
Thank you so much,
sure.
Cal.
You bet.
Okay. Thank you.
Sohala Smith on the Coast to Coast Close Up.